Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
As a part of the Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR initiative, different working groups have been formed to tackle different issues facing Eastern Kentucky's economy. One of these working groups is focused on agriculture, community food, and natural resources, and on June 19th, this group met at the Letcher County Extension Service. At the meeting, about 30 community members came together to talk about strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities for the use of increased farming and other natural resources to improve the economy in eastern Kentucky. As the meeting ended, the group was asked for recommendations for the working group to consider.
I am so encouraged that there wasn't a whole lot of, but we can't do that. The atmosphere in this room is very positive about, yes, we can.
When I think about food, I think of restoring the incredible biodiversity of native foods that were here in the 1700s and 1800s. So I think about food in very broad, you know, not just gardening.
I'd say that property rights matter and are achievable.
I would say the strip mine issue in education, and we have the only renewable resource I know of anywhere is our timber.
I would say education from the educational system up to the landowners, because there are a lot of things that were mentioned here tonight that I myself would not have known about had this group of people not been here to mention that. So I think it's just general public knowledge about what we can do and maintaining that positive attitude that we can do and that we're not going to, you know, take one step forward and two steps back after this process is over.
I really want to see us take advantage of the opportunity to create our own type of agricultural economy and not try to fit ourselves into pre-existing types of agriculture economies.
I think we've talked a lot about the youth, and you know, I'm a coal miner's daughter, and I'm very concerned about Kentucky. I want to stay here. I want my parents to be able to stay here. And I look at the fact of what a beautiful place we have. We don't cash into our trails and our natural resources. But our children, they want to do things. You know, kayaking is becoming super popular. Backpacking is really making back. These are just things that I personally am interested in. Chicken farming. We have 14 baby chickens at our house. And so, you know, I think there's a big comeback for it. And I believe that there's a huge interest. Our young people have this really go green idea. They want no chemicals and all that. And I think if our agricultural people cashed into marketing to the kids in a way that it was truly attractive, not some, you know, in my high school, the future farmers, we stayed away from that whole wing. We didn't want to wear our farming shoes to school and track our shoes with the mud from all that. But now it is cool. But, I just think the way that it's seen and the way that our youth is talked about, it's all there.
As a conservationist, I am proactive for anybody to grow anything. If you got a windowsill, you got a place to grow something. But the key to the conservation is we use our natural resources wisely, that we do it, that it's sustainable, that land can produce for an extended period of time, so we protect those soils, we protect that water, and that we educate people to do the right things so we achieve that goal.
I just think that this is the direction that we're going, and you can see it. You can see it changing yearly, that we're becoming more of a eco-friendly world. And this is an opportunity for us to take what has always been a negative and put it into a positive.
The big thing that we've talked about here is land fragmentation, or the ownership fragmentation of land. Why not authorize an agency such as the UK Cooperative Extension Service, or UK as itself, to lease large tracts of land, bring that under the management of one entity, and then sublease it to farmers for their use?
What would show commitment on behalf of our elected leaders, especially the state and federal level, to me, is a willingness to change some of these laws as quickly as they've done that with the broadband, and money. I think that we're showing our commitment by doing these things and showing up at these meetings. But think about what $1 million per county per year in Eastern Kentucky that was designed to get farmers into these programs and to make sure we've got the supply chains we need.
We need investment, and I think there are things like the Abandoned Mine Lands Fund that I think has $2.5 billion in it. And, you know, I would like to see those monies coming back to the coal fields and used to restore land and water, making it better for ag and better for forestry, employing people, and then, you know, supporting some of the infrastructure like, you know, packing plants or the things, the transportation, the things we need to be able to develop this different kind of economy.
That's a great idea.
Those were some of the recommendations that Letcher County residents made to improve the local economy at a recent listening session of the SOAR Working Group on Agriculture, Community Food, and Natural Resources. More information about SOAR is available at www.soar-ky.org. For WMMT, I'm Parker Hobson.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.